USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Barry continues to weaken, but the storm, now a tropical depression, is still posing a danger to Mississippi and Louisiana. Parts of those states could, over the next day, get as much as 6 to 8 more inches of rain. President Trump doubling down on telling some Democratic congresswomen to go back to their countries. The president saying on Twitter that the Democrats call their adversaries racist when called out, but he said they stick up for people who speak badly of this country and shouldn't be allowed to go unchallenged. All but one of the four women he was talking about were born in the United States. And one of them, Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, responds,
I want you to know that you belong, that this is our country, and no amount of hate-filled bullying from the White House is going to change that.
USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a 2-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So, yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Sex offender and multi-billionaire investor Jeffrey Epstein has a bail hearing today in New York City. His lawyers asking for his release on $77 million bail by putting up his Upper East Side mansion. The 66-year-old hedge fund manager currently being held without bail after his arrest on new accusations that he abused dozens of girls in his New York and Florida homes. Iran's president says his side would be willing to hold talks with the United States if the U.S. lifts sanctions and rejoins the 2015 nuclear deal. President Hassan Rouhani saying that his country has always believed in negotiations, but he stipulated Washington would need to ratchet down the economic pressure from the harsh sanctions imposed after President Trump withdrew the U.S. from that Obama-era agreement. Today is Amazon Prime Day 2019, and this is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
The Air Force is warning people not to try to storm Area 51. Hundreds of thousands of people have signed up for a Facebook group that proposes everyone rush the top secret military base in the Nevada desert this September in an effort to unlock its alien secrets. Well, the Air Force is taking it seriously, saying do not try to do it and that the base will protect its assets. The only U.S. president to have hailed from the state of Michigan, fondly remembered in his hometown over the weekend, several dozen attending a wreath-laying ceremony on Sunday on what would have been Gerald Ford's 106th birthday. Among those on hand, U.S. Navy Lieutenant Nicholas Spillane of West Michigan. He serves on the USS Gerald Ford.
He adds more of a personal aspect to his career. He's not just a historical figure. He's someone I can relate to. Having that hometown connection is also even more so inspiring in the way that I conduct myself in the Navy and in my personal life.
President Ford died in December 2006 at the age of 93. And NASA has a full week of events planned to mark the golden anniversary of the first moon landing. Tomorrow morning, astronauts Buzz Aldrin and Michael Collins will return to Florida to the launch pad where they set off on their adventure 50 years ago. The first man to actually step foot on the moon, Neil Armstrong, passed away in 2012. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.